Flink Analytics. Vi tager pulsen på danskernes flinkhedsniveau.
Ved I hvad? I dag der sætter Flink Analytics fokus på turisme. Fordi adskillige nye rapporter viser nemlig, at det faktisk ikke er særlig fedt at være turist i Danmark. Mange føler sig ekstremt dårligt behandlet af ubehøvlede og ugæstfrie danskere. Så mange vælger simpelthen altså, at lade være med at komme til Danmark. Det bliver vi altså nødt til at undersøge lidt nærmere, fordi kan det virkelig passe, at vi danskere er så dårlige værter? Den bedste måde at finde svar på er altså ved at spørge turisterne selv. Men vi vil gøre mere end det. Vi vil følge dem rundt i København, se hvad de ser, høre hvad de hører, og samtidig spørge dem, hvad de egentlig synes om os danskere. På den måde kan vi få et helt unikt indblik i, hvordan det egentlig er at være turist i Danmark. Men først så skal vi lige finde nogle turister, vi kan følge med. Vi starter på Vesterbrogade.
Vi nærmer os Vesterbrogade, og der er simpelthen loaded op med busser. Hop on, step off, hop on, alt muligt påskebusser. Og
der er bare sådan fire, bare sådan noget
city sightseeing, og altså, der er nærmest... Der skulle være gode muligheder for at fange en turist eller to herinde.
Og det gjorde vi. Inde på turistkontoret, der mødte vi kæresteparet Chris og Patty fra Canada.
Vi starter med at spørge ind til, hvorfor de var i Danmark.
I think primarily it was the because I didn't know a lot of it. Like I said, the only things that we really knew about it were the fact that it was part of Scandinavia. We knew that it was, you know, that the people were friendly from what we had heard from Canada, and like I had said, that they're happy people. But also because of the proximity, I guess, to Scandinavia and where we were planning to go, it was a great addition to our trip because we were already going, we thought of already going to Norway and Sweden, and we wanted to see Denmark as well, and because they were close together, it made a natural fit to come here. We may not know a lot about the places we're going, but we just know we have an interest in going there, seeing the people, and we've heard certain things, but we don't know a lot about it, and it's nice to come and explore and just find out what there is to see and do in a certain city or a country.
We like going places where the people are nice and friendly. For us to mostly meet language, you kind of hope that they're bilingual and can speak English.
Yep, and just what sites there are to see. Like, it's just something that we found interesting, or if we've heard about a place.
Chris og Patty var altså i Danmark, fordi de havde hørt, at vi både var venlige og lykkelige, og at vi er gode til engelsk, og at det er naturligt at besøge Danmark, når man nu alligevel skal besøge Norge og Sverige. Men det kunne være ret sjovt at høre, hvad deres allerførste oplevelse var, da de kom til København.
And you've been here for about 24 hours or something like that?
Roughly, yes.
Yep.
So what did you do last night? You already explained us, but for the listeners.
Yeah, we were taking pictures at the
Tivoli,
and we and someone came up to us and offered us free passes to the park. So, which was great, yeah, because we thought about going already. We just didn't plan on going last night. But we thought that we would go, and having these free passes that were only valid last night, so we had to go last night. So we went there and we had a great time. Yeah, it was so much fun. It was so busy and people were having so much fun, and we went on the rides and walked around and took pictures. It was great.
Decorated really nice.
They put a lot of effort into that. It's really nice.
You know, information too, like the information center, like we said, where we met you was phenomenal, those computers with the attractions and how to sightsee. That was
it made it very easy for us.
Yes.
And this city seems like it's actually quite easy to navigate. But that makes it better, is being able to have a point of reference at the information center to find out, you know, I've never seen one in our travels around the world that's been like that, where they have that level of detail on those computers and things. That's very helpful. But having a resource like that, I think, is great.
Ej, hvor fedt. Noget tyder altså på, at det ikke står helt så slemt til, som turistrapporterne siger. Vi er jo faktisk helt vildt gode til at tage imod turister. Det siger Chris og Patty i hvert fald. Men kan vi blive endnu bedre?
Patty har nogle forslag til, hvordan Danmark bliver et endnu bedre rejsemål.
I think it's just being nice and approachable. Like I even find in bars or in restaurants, the service has been different than in some of the places we've been at, that I find that it is better, that people are more approachable, more open and nice. And I think that's mostly it. It's just being nice, being courteous, respectful. Like that I think is the biggest thing. That's all that people want. Whether you're approached or you're not approached, just anytime you have interaction with people, it's just if you're nice and if you're polite, I think that's all that tourists really want, is just to feel that, and that we're not intruding on your country or on your city, that we're welcomed into your city. You know, that as a tourist, it's not, you know, that we're not a bother. You know, that it's a welcome.
Okay, så hvis vi vil være endnu bedre, skal vi egentlig bare fortsætte med at være venlige og tilnærmelige. Det vigtigste for turister er nemlig, at de føler sig velkommen. Og det gør Chris og Patty. Så måske er status for turisme i Danmark ikke helt så øv, som vi troede. Måske er vi faktisk fucking flinke over for turister.